The village of New Chalk plans to request a federal disaster declaration from President Obama before he leaves office. The village is facing rapid erosion due to climate change, and officials say a disaster declaration is the best chance to unlock federal funds for relocation before the existing village becomes uninhabitable. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rachel Waldholtz reports.
There's no question New Chalk faces a disaster. Erosion and melting permafrost have destroyed the landfill, the sewage lagoon, and the barge landing. An engineering report this month estimates the village will lose 4 to 6 homes by next fall and the school sometime in 2018. Joel Niemeyer is co-chair of the Denali Commission, the federal agency charged with coordinating village relocation in Alaska. He says many places are facing threats from erosion, but New Chalk is in a class by itself.
I've worked all across rural Alaska for 31 years, been over 100 communities. I've never seen anything like this.
The problem is New Chalk faces a slow-motion disaster, and that's not what federal disaster relief is set up for. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, is designed to respond to specific major events. A hurricane, a flood, an earthquake. And the federal government has historically insisted New Chalk seek funding through more traditional avenues. But Mike Wallery, the attorney for the New Chalk Village Council, says at this point, that's not going to work.
We just simply don't have time.
That's the message representatives from New Chalk took with them on a trip to Washington, D.C. this fall. Wallery says it was an eye-opener for folks in the Capitol. Despite President Obama's trip to Alaska last year highlighting exactly this issue, he says, official Washington didn't realize the true state of things.
Most people had not been aware that New Chalk could not take advantage of what they call the catalog of federal assistance, simply because the village will be destroyed before the normal federal assistance can be applied for and implemented into the field.
Wallery says despite the traditional limits on FEMA, the president actually has a lot of leeway in defining a disaster. And a 2013 change in the law allows tribes to request a federal disaster declaration directly instead of going through the state. That declaration would make the village eligible for funding from agencies across the government. That could include direct assistance to individuals to repair or replace homes, money to replace public utilities, and funding that could be used to move to the new village site upriver. Wallery says New Chalk needs about $80 million. It's far from a sure thing. Even if the president issues the disaster declaration, Congress would still have to appropriate the money. But New Chalk thinks it's worth a try. Wallery says the tribe hopes to make the request later this month. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.